And well, on Thursday, it is once again Are You OK Day, and a good chance to check in with maybe your family, some of your friends as well that may not be doing as well as they appear to on the outside. Well, the CEO of Are You OK Day, Brendan Maher, is joining us on the phone at the moment. Good morning, Brendan. I guess a lot of people still don't sort of seek help or don't seek the counsel of others when they are not in a good way. How do we go about changing that?
Well, mate, I mean, that's really what we're trying to have an impact on at Are You OK? I mean, the big difference between Are You OK and other campaigns is that we don't focus on the person who's struggling. We focus on the people around that person. So, you know, we're all reasonably well positioned to notice a change in the behaviour of, you know, a workmate, a friend or a loved one. You know, maybe they're not returning our calls or not turning up to things, or they've had a significant life event, like a relationship breakdown, or they've lost their job. Sometimes we can't exactly put our finger on what's not quite right, but we just have a gut feeling that that things aren't going well for them. So what we want to do is give people a roadmap on how to navigate a conversation with someone they're worried about.
Brendan, the Are You OK has its genesis with a gentleman by the name of Gavin Larkin. Can you just take us through how everything's come about?
Yeah, sure. So Gav started Are You OK in 2009, and it came about because he wanted to address one of the biggest personal challenges that he had in his life, and that was explaining to his kids why their grandfather wasn't around. Gav's father, Barry, was a successful businessman, but in the mid-90s, he isolated himself and with an untreated mental illness, you know, withdrew from friends and family, and very sadly in the mid-90s he took his own life. And Gav wanted to make sure that other families didn't follow in the same footsteps that he did. And in his own right, Gav was a successful advertising man, and he was able to mobilise his passion and his contacts in media and brand to start a campaign that could make a difference.
And fast forward, we've now Are You OK Day. Can you take us through, Brendan, how it has grown and changed through the 8 or so years that it's been around?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, the real difference I've seen, and I've been in the role here for almost 5 years, is just Australians are embracing it with some real authenticity. You know, it's more than just wink, wink, nudge, nudge, once a year, let's ask each other, you know, are you OK? It's and that's been supported by the fact that we've got some amazing high-profile and community ambassadors out there who are helping us share the message, and they do that by, you know, sharing their own story. We do a fair bit of evaluation, and we've got, you know, strong evidence to suggest that people are feeling more empowered, more willing to reach out and support someone they're worried about when they engage with our campaign. So, look, it's a slow burn. Like any health promotion campaign, it takes a while, and it is hard to measure, but year on year, more Australians get involved, and you know, hopefully, we can give people a little bit more motivation, a little bit more empowerment to follow that gut feeling that says something's not quite right with a friend, family member, or a work colleague.
Brendan, you did mention it can be a bit hard to measure, but I guess at the end of it all, if it saves one person's life, the whole thing would have been worth it. Of course, it is happening again on Thursday. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about Are You OK Day with us today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Here's the CEO of Are You OK, Brendan Maher, and yeah, maybe touch and maybe catch up with somebody on Thursday or beyond that as well. Keep an eye on them. 25 past 11.